You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to save cell data on your iPhone in iOS. So what is this all about, Tom? Yeah, I'll tell you what. Some of you may have cell plans that you are not unlimited, which means you have so much data that you can consume within a month or a period of time, whatever package that you may have purchased from your carrier. If you are one of those people that are limited with cell data, I'm going to show you several advice and tip what you can do to help yourself watch and conserve some of your cell data consumption. Now, if you're like myself that has an unlimited plan, hey, why should I worry about that? You know, honestly, when I start looking through this, I was surprised by a couple of apps that were just being total data hog, and I had no idea that it was going on. Should it bother me? No, not really, but for some reason, it made me more aware of what is consuming what and have not. And I actually turned off a few just because I just didn't like how much it was consuming. So this is great for both side of the fence if you have unlimited or a specific cell data that you have to consumption you must watch for. Now I realize there are many different ways how to reserve cell data, and I'm going to only show you a few of those. The big one I'm going to show you is the low data mode, which is a new feature that is in your iOS. Let's go to settings.
Settings.
Double tap this, open.
Settings.
From here, we're going to swipe to the right until you get to cellular.
Cellular button.
Double tap this.
Cellular data on.
All right, so the first thing you can hear is cellular data is on. Obviously, if you're going to use cell data, it has to be on. Otherwise, this option can be turned off. If you absolutely critically have to have everything turned off, you can just simply hit the panic button. This is more like a panic button. You hit off. It means it will cut off all cell data from your phone and you won't use anything. So this is the worst case scenario. So I wouldn't highly advise doing this unless you're going over the limit and you may have to pay the overage fee or you get penalized. I can understand that. So you want to turn that off. But what I'm looking for, I'm going to go to the right here.
Cellular data options. Roaming off. But
is your cellular data option. Go to there. Go open that up.
Voice and data. LTE. Volte off. Button.
I'm going to go to the right until we get to the low data mode.
Low data mode. On.
Boom. That is the one you want to take a look at. This is to be determined to keep on or off. Low data mode. Let me let this read it to you so you can get a better idea.
Low data mode helps reduce Wi-Fi and cellular data usage. When low data mode is turned on, automatic updates and background tasks, such as photos syncing, are paused.
That is pretty much in a nutshell. Now, let's put that into English. What does that mean? Turn this option on when you're getting near to the end of the month or you're getting to near to your limit of your data consumption. So this is something you want to turn on. And essentially what this does, it will tell every single app, except for a few, which I'll explain, everything will be turned off. In other words, nothing will be communicated out and back in. So any weather alerts, emails, Twitter, anything that you get notified will be essentially turned off. It will tell those apps, do not check anything without my consent. Now, those apps will still work. In theory, what you need to do is you have to go to Twitter, or you have to go to your weather, or you have to go to email. Once you open those apps up, then the data will start flowing. So essentially, you're forcing it to say, all right, you can use data with my permission because I opened up the app. You can now refresh it, and I want to see what's new. Now, what is not going to impact is text messages. So in real time, you will still get your text messages, and you will still get your phone calls. That is the nice aspect of it, and it's a beautiful feature. I love this, so I want to show that to you as well. One other thing that I would like to show you, and before we head out, and we're going to go back to the top left.
Cellular. Back button.
And go back.
Cellular. Cellular data options. Roaming off. Button.
And I'm going to go down.
Cellular data. Heading.
To the cellular data heading. This is a pretty cool area that allows you to watch what your consumption is based on what and when and how long you want to track. For example, I've reset this about a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to see, well, actually almost about a month ago, and I will show you how to do this, but I'm going to show you what you see as you go to the right here.
Current period, 342 millibars.
Not too bad. My consumption was pretty low this month, 342 megabits in the past month. That is not bad. Usually I go way up higher, but I am trying to conserve and just watch what I do. And what's a nice thing is it will tell you how much you have used since the last time you told it to reset. And it told me I had 342 megabits that were consumed. What was consumed? Well, let's go find out. Let's go to the right.
Current period roaming, 0 bytes. System services, 205 millibars, button.
I know, your first thought is probably very similar to mine. Oh my gosh, it takes up almost, what, 2/3 of my data consumption for this month? Ugh, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. Unfortunately, yes, there are some things you can tweak and turn down, but really you're going to be kind of getting into the area I wouldn't recommend and changing at all. So there's not much you can do about that. However, let's see what else we consumed here.
Storm Shield, 36.7 megabytes, on. Safari, 29.7 megabytes, on.
There are several things to note here. When you hear this, you hear the app itself, then you hear the amount that it consumed, and then you hear the option that is turned on. Well, that's the beauty part about this, and the reason I'm showing you this is because when I went through here the first time, I noticed that a couple of apps I was using. One is called Earthquake. I have that so I can keep track of the earthquake out in California where my son lives. And then that way I can see if there's going to be earthquake there or not. And if there is one, it alerts me. However, what I didn't realize, I even watched it for like 2 weeks and it was consuming between 500 and 600 megabits or megs. And within 2 weeks, I was like, man, that was a lot. That is a total data hog. And I thought to myself, yes, I do have unlimited, but is it necessary to know when I'm on the road? Typically, I just said no, I want that off. Now, the catch 22 is if the item is on and you do a one finger double tap to turn that app off, you essentially tell it it cannot be used ever on cell. So you got to be careful what you turn on and off, because if you've turned off, I can't open up Earthquake. It won't work until I get under Wi-Fi. So once I get under Wi-Fi, it works just fine. But it totally essentially turns it off. And that's kind of a bummer, but I'm going to show you an advice how you can go about cheating that a little bit without having to physically turn it off entirely. But nonetheless, it is something to watch. I also noticed Tiles was using like 300 or 400 megabits within a 2 week period of time as well. I was shocked to see how much it was using, and it made me think twice about, do I really need that or not? And it's something just for you to be aware. Now, I told you I would show you how I am keeping track of this. Obviously, you showed me all the apps that I'm consuming, but how did you do that, Thomas? So I go to the bottom.
Vertical scroll bar, 10 pages.
Okay, so we're going to go to the left here.
Last reset, December 27th, 2019 at 12:39 a.m.
All right, so it told me when the last time I reset it. So basically, ever since December 29th or whatever it was, it kept all the information for that month up to the point of now, this podcast, how much I've consumed. So it is a great way to watch what you're using, what's using what, and how much. To reset it, you go left over here again.
Reset statistics button.
Just double tap on that reset, and it'll reset everything, and you can go from that point and on and watch how much your data consumption. So I hope all those will help you and to watch and how you can use the low data mode and what is consuming, and you can turn them off altogether, or the panic button, which I showed you at the top of this page, where you can turn it off entirely. Now, I did mention, say, hey, you said you had a little advice. Maybe there's something you can look at too. Yes, I do. And to do this, you need to go to Settings.
Settings.
General.
General. Button.
Background app refresh.
Background app refresh. Button.
And from there, it will present you a list of all the apps that are using running in the background. I highly recommend you to double, triple check every app that is in there. It will say it's either on or off. This is something I would highly recommend you do. And what this does, it tells the app not to run in the background while I'm out and about. That is either Wi-Fi or cell. It will do both. However, I turned the earthquake option to off. Now, in doing that, it's another catch 22. If you turn that off, you're no longer going to get notification for that particular app. So that's the only way you're going to get notifications. If you're like me, let's just say I've used Twitter. It was consuming a lot of my data in the background, and I had no idea it was doing that. But I could survive without having Twitter notification. I didn't really need that. So I double tapped that and I set that to off. And I no longer have that being checked all throughout the day, and it's consuming all those data. So there's lots of things you can do and things to check out. There are a catch from here to there that might be pros and cons, so you need to weigh those options out. But nonetheless, those are all the ways you can save on cell data on your iPhone in iOS. I hope this helps you out. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Nine Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.